Welcome to FUMU Shabbat. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Beis and the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting in the first words of the Amud. Omar B'Yosi, Ani V'Asher Echodem Umonu Oisom Chachomim Shayim. In the Mishnah, we had the case of the Asher, and the case of the Ani, meaning the Asher is the one sitting inside the house, and the Ani is the one standing outside the house. And even though they're really doing the same Halacha, they're taking an item from the inside, putting the outside, and vice versa, we still count it as two. Similarly, achnasa voitzah echodim. You take an item from the outside, bring it inside, or from the inside, bring it outside. You're really doing the same halacha. Umanu oisu chachom yishayim. But chachom is still counted as two. And how do we know that oitzah and achnasa is really one thing? Because what is the lashon of our Mishnah? The way the Masechta starts. Yitzias haShabbos. Ain achnasa bichlal? You said yitzias haShabbos. Lashon yitzia. What about achnasa? Ela ma'achnasa is included. So why do I have to mention in two different lists? Another raya, hamoitzi mirshus l'shus, says when we take it from one mirshus to another. Let's say, what about a machnis? Ein a machnis v'chlal, el a machnis is included. And one more raya to this, nishvein aminado. Temar Rabbi Yosi b'shem Yochanan. Rabbi Yosi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, hichnis chatzi gorgeris v'hoitzi chatzi gorgeris chayov. In order to be chayav in melechus etzah, you have to take out a gorgeris, which is an amount of food the size of a fig. Now, if a person took a chatzi gregeris and he brought it outside, and then a chatzi gregeris and brought it inside, so he did only a half for every one of the malachas. Hoitzah he did half, and achnas he did half. Says Rabbi Yosef, name Rabbi Yochanan, on Yuchayav. These two things joined together. We're going to address this a little bit more later in the Amud. But what do you see? What do you mean? It's two different malachas. He brought it outside and he brought it inside. You see from here, hoitzah and achnas as one. So what's the point that Gemara is trying to make? Explains Rabbi Chaim. The Gemara is saying, even though when you have an ani or you have an asher, really they're doing the same halacha. And hoitzah and achnasa is one. And even though it's all true, we still have to specify that. Why is that? As we mentioned in the previous daf, that hoitzah is a melacha grua. It's an inferior melacha. It's a melacha which is not a chashav melacha. So you have to be as specific as possible to bring all the scenarios and show that all of them, one is chayav. And that's the hamshach of the Gemara. If Oitzah is a melacha grua, if it's an inferior melacha, so how do we know it's really indeed called a melacha? Says the Gemara of Shmuel Bar Nachum Meshur Abiyodison Shalom Minado. You see from the following, it says in the pasuk Veitzav Moshe Veyaviru Kol B'Machane Lemor Moshe. I mean, an announcement. What was the announcement? Ish Veisho Al Yasu Oid Melacha L'Trumas Hakodesh. Every man and woman should stop doing a melacha. What do they do? Veichaleom Meavi. The nation stopped from bringing. The people stopped taking out from the houses and bring it to the gizborim, to the kaboyim, the pick. They're collecting the money for the mishkan. So we see the pasuk says bilacha. They should stop doing melacha. And what was the result? They didn't do oitzah. They didn't take out from the house to the outside. So you see that oitzah is a melacha. You also learn your achnasa, also bringing it in. Why? The same way the nation stopped taking out items from their house and bringing it outside to take it to the gizborim. So also the gizborim, the gaboim of the mishkan, did not take items from the nation, bring it into the mishkan, into the lishka. Lishka is the place where they stored everything. So they also achnasa says over here. Moshe Rabbeinu said, stop the melacha. No, what do they stop? They stop the hoitzah of the nation and the achnos of the gizborim. He brought from the following pasuk. A pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, V'lo yitotziu masa mibateichem b'yoyim ha-shabos, v'chol melacha lo yisasu. Don't do hoitzah, and the pasuk calls it a melacha. Meaning, in the same pasuk it says, hoitzah and melacha, you see from here that hoitzah is considered to be a melacha, and if it's a melacha, it's asur, because any melacha that was done in the Mishkan is asur on Shabbos, as we'll see later in the Masechta. The Gemara goes now to discuss what we mentioned, agavrucho, in the beginning of this Amud. Although melacha hoitzah requires a full gorgeris, a full fig, but if you did a half a gorgeris inside, and half a gorgeris outside, So the achnas and the oitzah joined together to be a melacha. Says the Gemara, "Ma demar Rabbi Yochanan deloy ki Rabbi Yosi." That's not like Rabbi Yosi the Tana. Why not? The Tani it says, "Hoitzi chatzi gergeres v'chazor v'hoitzi chatzi gergeres be'el lemechot chayov be'shtei alamas potter." So this is the classic rule regarding Averis in general, and specifically Melechus Shabbos, that it has to be everything Behelem Echot. What's a Helem? In order to bring a Korban Chatas, Korban Chatas comes when a person made a mistake, he forgot it was Shabbos, and he did a Melacha, for example. Now if, when he forgot, he did the Melacha twice, he still brings only one Korban. But if there was two Halamis, meaning he forgot, and then he remembered, and then he forgot again, and he did the Melacha again, so then he's chayav on each halam, and each time he forgets, he has to bring a carbon. Meaning, the fact that he remembered and forgot again divides these melachas into two. If each one of these melachas didn't have a shear, so they also don't join together. So if a person did he forgot about Shabbos, and he did a hoitzah of chatzik or geres, then he remembered. Then he forgot again, and he hoitzah another chatzik or geres. You have two melachas, each one is less than a shear, each one is less than kogeres. So he's potter from a carbon. So that's what the Mishnah says. If he did chatzik kogeres, another chatzik kogeres, and helem echod, and one forgetting, they join together, it's considered to be one melacha in his chayav. But if he did chatzik kogeres, and then another chatzik kogeres, b'shtei alamas, and two forgets, in other words, he remembered in between, so then he is potter. Rabbi Yisi Oimer, Rabbi Yisi Tana says, be'helem echod b'shus echod chayav. There's another condition. It's not enough just to have a helem, a forgetting. It needs to also be the same rishus. Meaning, if he's taking from rishus hayachid, from his house, and bringing it to rishus haravim, and he brings it to afik or geres, and then at the same time he's still forgetting that it's Shabbos, or he forgets that it's usur, he takes another chatzik or geres and brings it out, it needs to be both in the same location, in the same rishus. So only be'elem echod b'rishus echod chayav. But be'elem echod b'shtei rishuyos. If you forgot once, he did in two different rishuyos. Or b'shtei ha'lamos, so you forgot twice, b'rishus echad, even if it's the same rishus, then he's potter. And we'll see in a moment, what does it mean, two rishuyos? Which two rishuyos are talking about? But what the Gemara needs right now is v'kashin. According to Rabbi Yisi, the Tana, you can't join together two hoitzos. Right? If I do one itzah for one rishus, another itzah to another rishus, and in both of them are itzah, both of them were taking out from rishus ayachid. You can't join them together unless they come to the same rishus. So kol shekein, that if I do half a gerges in itzah, and half a gerges in achnas, I mean half a gerges you take out, and half a gerges you bring in, then you can't join them together. That's what Gemara says. Rabbi Yochanan is not like a beisi. Rabbi Yochanan says that half a gerges of a hoitzah and half a gerges of a chnosah joined together doesn't work with Rabbi Yosi. The whole has to be the same rishus. So even the hoitzah itself has to be both in the same rishus. Koshka, the hoitzah and a chnosah don't join together. Rabbi Yochanan does not work with Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara comes to explain a little bit more Rabbi Yosi. Omer of Ilo, loisoyv dova shtei psochim ptuchim l'shtei paltiyos. You would think, what does it mean to rishus? We're obviously talking about here legabe isur deraiso. You take out from rishus ayachet to rishus rabbi. So what will be two rishuyos? It means, let's say a person has a house which is between two streets. So on the north side of the house is one street, one rishus rabim. On the south side of the house is another rishus rabim. So you took a half a gerges from the house to the north, or half and then another half a gerges to the south, they don't join together. So the Gemara, that's not only the case. And the Gemara comes and explains that based on base, elafilu ptuchin nepaltio achas, even if we talk about open to the same place, they're both open to the south. Meaning the way the Gemara understands now, you have two doors open to the south side of the house on one street. But because there's four amas in between, even though it's the same rishus rabim, it's still considered to be two rishuyos and they don't join together legabe chiyuv Shabbos, legabe chiyuv chatos. Now according to Rab Chaim, we skip the next line and we go to the following words. Kemod Rabbi Yosi min dami rishuyos lehalomos liftor, kach min dami rishuyos lehalomos lechiyuv. Says the Gemara, Chura, according to Rabbi Yosi, the same way when you have two rishuyos, when you have half a gergeris in one place and half a gergeris in another place, they don't join together to one chiyuv, and that will be legali ptur to say that a person does not have to bring a korban. So similarly, when you have two melachas and two rishuyos, they will not join together lechumra. Meaning, if a person takes one gergeris out to one side of a rishus rabim, and then another gergeris out to another side of a rishus rabim, even though it was in one halem, one forget, he will bring two korbanis. Because the Gemara understands that according to Rabbi Yosi, the same way by Rabbanon, when you have two halems, he forgot twice, he's chayav two korbanis. So according to Rabbi Yosi, when you have two rishuyos, it's like two different halamas. You should bring two korbanis. So it will be also a chum that has to bring two korbanis if each one was kashir. So back to the Lashon of the Gemara. Come on, Rabbi Yosi, midami rishuyos lehelemes liftar. Kach midami rishuyos lehelemes lechiyuv. Meaning he's going to do a chiyuv that each rishuyos is going to be chayv its own carbon. Shimotzi kegergeres v'petach zeh. He takes one gerz from one door, another gerz from another door, be'elem echot, and one forget, even though it's one forget, and one helem, shema einu chayev shtayim, chore, it will be chayev too. Why should he not be chayev? Two karbonis? Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yudin, using here the gerz of Rav Chaim, lechiyuv of Rabbi Yosi, of Rabbi Yosi Moide. Granted, chiyuv, Rabbi Yosi Moide, not chayev two karbonis. Why not? Te Rabbi Yosi midame rishuyos lachilas parsim. The two rishuyos is similar to what's called achilas pras. We know that if a person, in order to a person to be chayav when he's eating something asur, he needs to eat kashir kedei achilas pras. Within the amount that takes achilas pras, the minimum is machlokes in the poiskei. How long is it? Let's say it's 4 minutes. So if one ate a kazayis of an isur within 4 minutes, he's going to be chayav. But if he eats less than kashir, if he eats within 4 minutes only half a kazayis, and then another half a kazayis afterwards, they don't join together. He has to be with the achilas pras in order for it to be chayav. That's what the Gemara says. She'im ochal chatzi zayit b'toch kedei achilas pras hazeh. V'chatzi zayit b'toch kedei achilas pras hazeh. He had half a gazayis in this achilas pras and half a gazayis in this achilas pras. Shema ain a potter. So obviously he's potter. That's the idea of achilas pras. But ochal kama zeisim b'kama parisim b'elem echod einu chayov elo achas. But if a person went and ate multiple gazayisim and he ate them within 25 minutes, but it was all in one helem. How many carbonas he has to bring? Everybody agrees you bring only one carbon. Why? There was multiple achilas pras. So the answer is, achilas pras is not mechayev on its own, but achilas pras is the size of a shear. What's the shear of chiyuv? You have to eat kazayis within 4 minutes. Not that every 4 minutes is a standalone time. So if a person eats 12 kazayisim within 30 minutes, and it's all in one helem, it's chayev only one carbon. So says they were the same thing Rabbi Yosi regarding the rishuyos. Every rishus is a standalone thing. If you did less than kashir in that rishus, you don't have enough of a shear. But if you did multiple rishuyos and each one has a shear, they're not considered to be each one on its own. They could say they join together to be one chiyuv. Meaning, not that the rishuyos is equivalent to ha'alamas, that every rishus is a mechayev, but that a rishuyos is just giving you the minimum shear. In order to be chayiv, you need to have at least a kergeris in that rishus. But you can have multiple kergeris and multiple rishus and still be chayiv only one according to Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara is another example to this. One of the kisun amrin, adad medami lechalofim. Why are you coming after comparing it to eating isur, eating chalev? Chalev is a fat, you're not allowed to eat, eating isur. You don't have to get to that example. I have a better example. Daminu l'shabbos, you have an example in the Hilchus Shabbos itself. Shim arak chut echad b'toich beged hazeh. In order to be chayav in a rigon, in weaving, you need to have at least two threads. If a person did was oireg only one thread, so he's not chayav. One thread in this beged and one thread in this beged is not chayav. Because none of them have kashir. But if one went and weaved multiple clothes, and each one of them he did two threads, if they all were in one helem, it's chayav only one chatas. So you see another example. So even though you need in each clothing to have two threads, it doesn't mean that each beged is a standalone mechayev. It's just that's the minimum shear, two threads per beged. But you could do multiple beged and still have only one. So same thing over here by Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says each rishus is a mechayev. In order to be chayev, you need to have each rishus will have a gergeris. But if you have multiple rishus, multiple gergeris, doesn't mean you have multiple karbonis. Continues the Gemara. One is not chayev when he's taking from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, for example, until he places it down in Rishus HaRabim. You need to also take it and put it down. It's not enough dish to be maniach because that's only half a malacha. He needs to be noitel, take it from one Rishus, and then bring it to another Rishus and place it down. Rav Zeir by Rav Zeir requires a chitol al minas laniach. He took it with his mindset that he's about to place it down in Shusha Rabim. Not lechol v'nimlech laniach lo yad chayav. But if he picked up the food in Shusha Rabim to eat it, he wasn't planning to place it down. And then he decided to place it down, he changed his mind, he's not chayav, he needs to have a kira mishor v'shoyne lakach, he needs to have his das planning to do it from the beginning. Now, anoch is not necessarily placing it down. Even standing is also anocha, as we'll see in the next sugya. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Beis.